Hi everyone, here is Ricardo Vargas and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. Today I want to talk about an idea that may sound unusual at first. Projects also age. Not only in the sense of time passing, they age when they lose energy, they lose relevance, and they keep moving only because nobody was brave enough to stop to question whenever it still makes sense. Every single project starts with a clear vision to solve a problem, to capture an opportunity, to create value. And at the beginning, there is usually excitement. People are engaged. Decisions move very fast. There is a real sense of purpose. But as time passes, things change. The market changes, technology changes, business priorities change, people change. And many times the project continues as if nothing had happened. That is when the projects start to age. And a project ages when original justification is no longer as strong as it was, but nobody is brave enough to review it. And this happens much more often than we think, because organizations get attached to the past effort. And it's very common. There is one sentence I always say, and I mentioned this many times before. When you are inside of a hole, the first thing you need to do is to stop digging. It's very important to combat that word that we already have invested too much to stop now. Past efforts do not guarantee future value. Time and money already spent are not a reason by themselves to keep moving. Sometimes continuing a project only because of what was invested in the past makes the problem even bigger. So how do you know that a project is aging badly? One clear sign is when nobody can explain simply why the project still matters. Another is when the project keeps producing deliverables, but nobody's excited about the results anymore. And the third one is when the world around the project has changed, but the project is still based on old assumptions. This is why reviewing a project is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of leadership. Healthy projects need to be challenged. They need to be refreshed. And sometimes they need to be stopped. And stopping a project is not always a failure. Sometimes its maturity is intelligent and it's the best way to protect value. Many organizations I know are afraid to cancel projects. So they keep old projects alive like zombies. They consume budget, they consume attention, they consume focus. And focus is one of the most scarce and limited resources any organization has. Maybe one of the most important questions a leader like us need to ask is not how do we accelerate this project. Maybe the real question is, does this project still make sense as it is? That question changes everything because it forces us to reconnect execution with strategy. Projects should not be managed only to survive. They should be managed to remain relevant. And relevance is never permanent. It must be renewed every day, every week. So next time you look at a project that has been running for a long time, stop for a moment and ask, does it still have purpose? Does it still create value? Does it still fit the reality of today? All of this because projects also age, and good leaders know when it's time to refresh them, when it's time to redesign them, and when it's time to end them with courage. Think about that. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.